that aren't versed in the literature are in two of our seemingly inherited enemies is apathy and procrastination. Okay, and for me, I'm real grateful that I haven't had that shit to fucking happen to me. See what I'm saying? I just, you know what I mean? I ain't took no vacation since I've been in Archives now. And my clean date is March 27, 1988. See what I'm saying? I just ain't took no motherfucking vacation. You know what I mean? Because I learned early on not to get in complacency. Okay? And my sponsor told me how to not to get into complacency. He said, motherfucker, come place your ass in the seat every motherfucking day. See what I'm saying? I've been living like that. Right? For a long goddamn time. I come and place myself in a fucking seat because I know where my help comes from. See what I'm saying? I'm one of them kind of guys that I hear it said in the fellowship a lot, apathy and procrastinate. Oh, I've been procrastinating. For me, I have explored the symptoms of the disease of addiction. Okay, and for me, procrastination is a symptom of the disease of addiction. A symptom is defined as an indication something is wrong. See what I'm saying? So what the fuck is wrong with me that I'm in procrastination? Okay? And it shared it with me, but I probably passed over it with a minimum fucking concern. You know? Because it's defined as apathy. See what I'm saying? And the definition of apathy is the lack of interest. See, I don't take an active part in my development, right? So I push off something to tomorrow that should have been done yesterday, motherfucking day. And I find myself in emotional lack because I've become spiritually bankrupt all over again in the name of motherfucking recovery. See what I'm saying? And for me, I've been taught a lot of stuff, and I believe a lot of stuff because I've experienced a lot of stuff. And all the stuff that I have experienced personally, right, I've experienced it through the guys that I work with. And I say work with. You know what I mean? Because when you get 31 years clean and you get a chance to share all over the goddamn country and you pseudo-sponsor a bunch of motherfuckers. You understand the word? Pseudo-sponsor a bunch of motherfuckers. Right? You become an icon around this motherfucker. Right? And then you forget about your own personal motherfucking recovery. See what I'm saying? And for me, I use the definition of recovery that comes from Narcotics Anonymous. I don't use the dictionary version, okay, because Narcotics Anonymous got a language of its own, okay? And I don't know, the dictionary version says to get back something which was lost. My sponsor say, why the fuck would you want any motherfucking thing that you had before in a new way of life? See what I'm saying? I don't want none of that. I want some brand new shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So whenever I can understand that, right, I'm not looking for none of that bullshit. Because I know that bullshit got me. Pain, misery, shame, and remorse.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? So today, if I choose to go back there, then I've chosen to be miserable one more motherfucking time.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Another thing that goes along with this topic, right, is something that people fuck over nowadays, right? Our literature says this. If you start neglecting meeting attendance, 12-step work, and being involved, the program fucking stops. See what I'm saying? And now you put yourself in a position, okay, to be able to agree, if you're honest, right, with that guy that wrote that story, you know, that new story in the 6th edition? But I believe the same thing that he believes.
Oh, yeah.
I believe a clean addict not working on motherfucking steps is more dangerous than a using motherfucking addict. See what I'm saying? I personally believe that because recovery is an active change in my ideas and my attitudes.
Right?
If I got a program of recovery, my ideas are supposed to be changing constantly. You know what I mean? And the only way I can do that, right, is I stay actively involved in a personal program, right, which mandates that I look at my motherfucking ass. Y'all don't hear me. See what I'm saying? I ain't believe nothing you tell me no motherfucking way. See what I'm saying? You know that eyes and ears shit? You know what I mean? That I'm so arrogant, right, that you can't tell me a motherfucking thing. See what I'm saying? on the ball again, right? And no sooner I get a few motherfucking accolades, right? I need to be reminded. Okay, and it's naturally why it has it in one chapter, and then it brings it back again in two chapters back, right? You know what I mean? And what it says is he uses two different words in it, but the words are synonymous, right? It says that we stay complacent for too long, the program ceases.
That's right.
See what I'm saying? So if I'm in complacency, I ain't got no action program of fucking recovery. I'm clean and motherfucking crazy. See what I'm saying? You ain't got no open mind. It just been fucking disappeared. You know what I mean? Based up on the accolades that you get. You know what I mean? When you get 31 motherfucking years around here, they think you're supposed to be a recovered up motherfucker. But let me share with you now. That's not my goddamn experience. Because for me, you know what I mean? The egotism that I suffered from when I first got here, I still motherfucking got. You know what I'm saying? You know, the self-righteousness I still got. The inferiority complexes that I have, I still fucking got. See, they just been removed. See what I'm saying? I don't know whether y'all look up words like that. Or maybe you might just assume you know what the fuck that means. Right? But the dictionary that I use says that being removed is just being set to motherfucking aside. So it means it's still with me. I just set it aside for later use. Y'all heard that one? For later, motherfucker.
Later use.
I'm one of the kind of guys that I've been clean so motherfucking long, and I'm cocky.
Yeah.
I ain't doing no motherfucking dope. No motherfucking muck. Y'all don't hear? See what I'm saying? They call that cocky. But I'm motherfucking convinced.
Okay.
But I got a third step in my motherfucking life.
Okay.
Y'all don't get me.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? And when you embrace the third step, you tend to live what you believe.
You better.
That's what the minister say. I believe that I ain't never, ever, ever got to do no more dope, no motherfucking money.
That's
I believe that.
That's
see what I'm saying? Because if you come around me with some dope, I'm calling the motherfucking police. You know, because that's my responsibility. You see what I'm saying? I ain't going back to old people places and things. Old people places and things is a threat to my fucking recovery. See what I'm saying? So these are things that I need to understand, right, in order for me to get dishonest. See what I'm saying? About my present reality. Now, let's not be twisted now, because I still go up in my head and build scenarios in my motherfucking head. I just don't act on them bitches. I got experience on acting. You know what I mean? They always call me, thank you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like instant gratification. Any of y'all did any instant gratification shit? If you got any experience in that, you know it's followed by immediate motherfucking pain.
Mm-hmm.
Immediate. It ain't no later on shit. You know what I mean? As soon as you think about the skullduggery that you just committed, you go into pain.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Just for me today, because I'm not complacent, I know how to utilize a principle to set myself squarely back up on the road to recovery. See what I'm saying? So I dismiss all that motherfucking mist. You know what I mean? Because we got some heavily spiritual motherfuckers in Narcotics Anonymous now.
Yeah.
There's no earthly motherfucking good. You know what I mean? Don't want to be honest. I don't want to share what the fuck your ass is. You really and truly don't have to share where you is, but we already know where your motherfucking ass is. But for you to get some help, an honest admission must be made and need to come from your motherfucking ass.
Come on now, help me.
You see what I'm saying? I'm one of the motherfuckers. I just tell your motherfucking ass. Fuck.
Tell
you see what I'm saying? For real, for real. You see what I'm saying? Because I understand how important it is for me. I don't know about y'all. See what I'm saying? Because I know for a fact y'all can't recover from me.
Right.
Y'all just can't do it. Y'all can give me all this good motherfucking advice and y'all can babysit me and carry all that old motherfucking shit. You know what I mean? But if I ain't actively participating in the application of principles, all that motherfucking shit y'all should have kept. See what I'm saying? So for me, I don't put myself in self-deceit. See, because I don't even use that word no more. right? I have replaced that motherfucking word with self-hatred. Think about that. If I am deceiving myself based upon what my reality is, I'm participating in self-hatred. Why have been in Narcotics Anonymous, right, and still hating my goddamn self?
Yeah.
Probably the inability to be properly informed in my motherfucking step work. Y'all hear me? I ain't one of these guys. I never believe that I could do the 12 steps one motherfucking time. I just don't believe. See, I don't believe in that. More be revealed. The ways that I was powerless when I first got here and in my first 5 years don't plague me no more. Y'all don't hear me? The disease of addiction bring me new motherfucking tricks.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? It shows up in ways that ain't never showed up before.
Yeah.
Okay? So I have to be able to recognize it, okay, and then place a principle in order to get the distorted thinking out of the way, in order for me to accept my present fucking reality. You know what I mean? And for me, I love myself so motherfucking much, I'm just fucking doing it. See what I'm saying? For real, man, I ain't in denial.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You know what I mean? My life is at stake. Y'all read that shit?
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I need to be vigilant based upon this. Yo, do y'all use these daring?
Never.
Y'all use these daring? See what I'm saying?
Come on,
you know, I'm honest with my goddamn self. Right?
We never
quite sure if any action is based in a conscious desire for continued recovery or an unconscious wish to return back to Houston.
Come on.
I don't fucking know.
Don't never know.
You don't hear.
Said never know.
See what I'm saying? So that means that in my recovery, okay, if my disease is active, my recovery need to be as active as my disease is.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? Because I ain't doing no dope, man.
Mm-hmm.
But I still use. What about you?
Mm-hmm.
See, the reason why I come to meetings, and I come every day, I have been afforded the pleasure, right, of being mature enough. You know, that means age, y'all. You know what I mean? That I can make a fucking meeting. Then I come from an area, right, that got 130 meetings, okay, in a week's time. And we got them at 8 o'clock in the morning. We got them at 9 o'clock in the morning. We got them at 12 o'clock noon. We got them at 1:30 in the afternoon. We got them at 5:30 in the afternoon. We got them at 6 o'clock. We got them at 6:30. We got them at 7 o'clock. We got them at 8 o'clock. We got them at 10 o'clock. So how can I tell you motherfuckers that I'm just too busy?
Come on now.
See what I'm saying?
And
that would be self-deceit.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? You know, and the reality of it is, right? If my life has unfolded the way my life has, would I be a damn fool not to allow 90 minutes out of my day for what's got my life this way.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Think about it. Just 90 minutes. You know what I mean? And it's easy to take 90 minutes out of your day for your personal recovery.
That's right.
If you do a time management, I bet you everybody sitting in here now daydream at least 3 hours a motherfucking day.
At least.
Come on.
Mom told me to take some of that goddamn daydreaming time out and go place your ass in the seat.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? Because I need to be reminded of what my responsibility is.
Mm-hmm.
What does it say? If we get tired of our new activity,
mm-hmm.
I hear you gonna get tired of something that's making you go to sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without all the drama.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, without playing on the tracking device, without watching TV. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? to be able, right, to lay down, right, and go to fucking sleep. You know, because, right, I treated myself well that day. You know, I'm at the place in my recovery where I ain't allowed nothing. I'm telling you absolutely nothing to fuck with me no longer than 4 hours. I used to be down to 2. And I got in a fucking relationship.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Pumped it up 2 more motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just
telling
you.
Come
on. Get over here. You know what I'm saying? Because there's still, like, I still have this distorted thought that I got some fucking juice. Shit, I'm supposed to be able to control some of this shit.
Yeah.
Don't you know who the fuck I am? Shit, I forgot what my last name was.
Yeah.
I live to tell us the moment that control is suggested, we found it impossible. See what I'm saying? But I forget that if I ain't going to meet. Y'all don't hear me? I think up, goddamn it. That motherfucker need to be able to read my mind. Ain't know y'all like that. I ain't getting no response out of that, so I know you lying motherfuckers up there. So y'all ain't still in the now. You know what I mean? Because I think, really, I got the juice. You know what I mean? You know, I stick them pretty good sometimes. You know. Come on now, you know. If you get honest with yourself, those times things cross your mind, that gives you an idea that you have a measure of fucking control. You don't hear me. See what I'm saying? You know, so for me, I understand that that's what the fuck it is. They call it an illusion. A mirage. You know what I mean? But a whole lot of times, I prefer Bolivian. Still fucking with the truth. See what I'm saying? But this topic demands, right, that I look at the truth. And most people, at least I got a lot of guys I work with, you know what I mean? They tell me all kind of fucked up ass bullshit. I'm just honest with you, Spawn. I'm honest with you, Spawn. I'm honest with you. I said, yeah, motherfucker, you as honest as you want to be, not as you could be. Mm-hmm. So they go back the way I am. Y'all don't hear me. I tell you just enough. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying? And then, hopefully, you won't go talk to nobody else. So you go talk to somebody else, you'll find out there's my version, your version, and in the middle, there's the motherfucking truth. You know what I mean? So for me, that's 10 step kind of stuff. But if I ain't worked up to the 10 step, I have no awareness of it. You know what I mean? Thank God that they say the steps are a solution.
Yeah.
You know, and this is something I've been hearing here recently a lot, right? Meat makers make. Well, y'all be bullshit these newcomers?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Watch out now.
You know, many books have been written about the nature of addiction. This book primarily concerns itself with the nature of recovery. And you're an addict and found this book, please give yourself a break and read it. Recover is our goal, not just mere physical abstinence.
Yes.
That what it say? Okay. So, what am I making when I'm making meat? You know, I get there late. Want to hug every motherfucker in the motherfucking room before I get to my chair.
Just the main chair,
Ronnie. Exactly. Real free. You know what I mean? Or you know, I got a prince here to let you see. You know the deal. You know what I mean? Y'all know it's bogus, but I'm pretending that it's real. Yeah, get that one good. See what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Because once again, I have returned back to isolation and hidden box. Since once again, all of my relationships are shams or a parody of intimacy and love.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be honest with you, and the only way I can be intimate with you is to be honest with you. See what I'm saying? I can't do that. Because then you know I'm a fucking fraud. You know what I mean? And the reality of it is, that needs to be uncovered for me. You know, I don't know whether y'all like me. Gee, I learned back in 1988. My problem is I can't see the whole motherfucking picture. You know, I'll tell you what, I got peripheral vision. I can see everything. My sponsor said, motherfucker, how can you see the whole picture? Your ass is in the middle of the motherfucker. And I have to remember that today. Because I have insight. You know what I mean? You know how it is when you learn this motherfucking shit. You know what I mean? Shit, if you get real honest, you have to look and see how many times you let this motherfucking shit manipulate you in order for you to be in motherfucking denial.
Say that.
Yeah, oh yeah. You know what I mean? Because you know how we are. Somebody said it earlier in one of the workshops. I don't like to use the complete sentence. I'll use the part of the sentence that make my bullshit look good.
That's good.
If I use the whole sentence, then I can't say nothing to you motherfuckers. See what I'm saying? Because I go back to being a comedian. You know what I mean? Ain't none of y'all got double digits still pretending to be somebody that your ass ain't. So that's what a comedian is. See what I'm saying? You know, and periodically I go there. With 31 years clean. You know, let me set my eyes on something that I want.
Yeah.
Or let me think that I'm gonna lose something that don't belong to me.
Oh,
see what the fuck I do. Oh yeah. It's painful, y'all. But it's rewarding sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
See, when you can't do no motherfucking dope, yeah, you find a way to use. Now, what using mean to you? You know what I mean? But I know what I'm doing when I'm using. See what I'm saying? Second step, be broke like a motherfucker. I'll commit to act knowing the motherfucking results. And I'll tell myself I can fucking handle it. You know? Yeah, find myself paralyzed one more time. You know, in a motherfucking fetal motherfucking position. Right? Because I didn't want to come back in the room and say, hey, man, fuck, I made a motherfucking mistake again. You know what I mean? Like I'm just perfect motherfucking recovering fucking addict. Fuck that. I'm human. You know, I like shit that excites me. What about you? Goddamn, it's the closest thing to getting motherfucking high. You know, something. Oh, y'all handling that kind of shit happen. You know what I mean? Oh, for real, for real. Gee, let me be struggling. You know what I mean? And I'll revert back to my sickest behavior. All right, and my sickest behavior is to you, man, to exploit something outside of myself selfishly. Whatever it is. My favorite one is a vagina.
Uh-oh.
Come on, man. Just the thought of that motherfucker relieves some pain. Until you do an inventory on it. You do an inventory on it, you might figure out that it might be a good fuck wasted. See what I'm saying? For real, for real. Because the thing that you have been trying to maneuver around is going to be more glaring after that than it was before you did it. Based up on you knowing today. See what I'm saying? You know, I ain't one of these kind of guys run around and smoke and talk about I don't know. Fuck, you don't know. How many meetings you go to if you don't know? We read Hyde Webster every fucking meeting. You know what I mean? If you want what we had to offer, you must be willing to put forth the effort. What's the effort? To take certain steps. It ain't say work the motherfucking steps. It says to take certain steps. One of them might be called fun. You know what I mean? But I already know what the fuck he gonna say. So I ain't calling this motherfucker, man. I call my pom pom. You know, that motherfucker that want to stay in my good graces because they get accolades because they fucking with me. In order for them to tell me some dishonest shit. You know what I mean? I don't know whether y'all like me. You know what I mean? But I know that association bring about assimilation. I know exactly who to call to get the exact verbiage that I need. To fuck me. See what I'm saying? That's that self-deceit shit, right? You know what I mean? And so for me, I'm real grateful that God allowed me the courage, right, to do what the fuck I need to do. You know what I mean? For real, for real. My father told me this back in 1989, and it's still true today. One person in this room, raise your hand if you're going to get in casket with me. Did y'all get with that? Ain't never a motherfucker. Raise your hand. Guess what? I ain't going to get in casket with your ass either. See what I'm saying? Y'all want the kind of guy that I'll go to the gates of hell with you. I ain't going anywhere. Fuck that. See what I'm saying? And those are attitudes that I gotta have for my personal recovery. Or for I don't find myself in emotional relapse. See what I'm saying? You know, most people don't talk about the second part of the first motherfucking step. Because once you take the first step, you think that shit's over. For me, it's not. You know what I mean? I share this all the time, man. Most, if y'all knew what was going on in my head right motherfucker now, y'all probably would get the fuck out of here. For real, for real. See, I just have the ability not to act upon the nonsense. Because I know what kind of thinking it is. It's disease thinking. See what I'm saying? You know, and I'm responsible for that. Right? You don't never know where the fuck I am unless I tell you. And I say that because sponsorship is important. You know what I mean? My sponsor can't help me if I don't tell them the truth about where the fuck I am.
That's right.
You know, but I'll go blame me. See what I'm saying? You know, because I need an escape button. Because I want to honor my personal responsibility. You know what I mean? Because I'm still apathetic. I don't want to take an interest, man. It's too much difficulty to do something different.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all hear that? Take too much effort. Shit, that's the reason why I got 15 motherfucking pounds that I should have.
That's bitch. That's bitch.
See what I'm saying? Takes too much effort. Not the motherfucking use. See what I'm saying? You know what I mean? These things for me are important. You know what I mean? I don't know about y'all, man. You know what I mean? But I agree. And why are you here? And why are you here? It's got the boldest statement in there in order for me to take a look at my actions.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives are at stake. It says ours, right? So if you're in here with me, your life is at stake too. But if you don't look at it like your life is at stake, you ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing. You just ain't gonna do shit. You know how it is. You know what I mean? You think God gonna come and take care of your ass? You know, y'all ain't used that before? Oh, I'm powerless. Oh, I just need to accept that. Oh, God's gonna do for me what I can't do for myself. I use all that bullshit, man, not to take your personal responsibility. You know what I mean? Because most of the time I'm really not powerless. Because it says we're powerless over our addiction. Okay, it says we're powerless over other people as well. It didn't say I was powerless against taking motherfucking action. Y'all didn't hear me. That's a motherfucking myth.
That's real.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I'm still waiting on God to do something for me. I just fucked myself again. You know what I mean? I thought if I continue in the literature, the literature tell you at this particular point, God will only do for you what you cannot do for yourself. See what I'm saying? What you can't do for yourself. Ask yourself a real hard question. How much stuff happens in your life today that you can't do something about? You can do something about it. You know what I mean? That's six-step stuff, though. See what I'm saying? Not understanding, right? That I can't wait on God to change me. See what I'm saying? I gotta practice the first principle of the program in the area that I need changing. See what I'm saying? That's the reason why the legend said first you must stop the behavior.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? You know how it is. We're coming out like, I just went back to some old behavior. If you just did it, how the fuck is it old? some of the shit I ain't proud of. Some of the shit I ain't gonna tell y'all either. I don't want y'all slandering my goddamn name. See what I'm saying? I just have the ability not to go do no better. See what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So if you be new, welcome to recovery, man.
Yeah.
You know, it ain't no joke, though. You have to make the conscious decision of whether you're going to participate in recovery or whether you're going to stay in motherfucking relapse. It's either one or us. Don't let nobody tell y'all no motherfucking shit about this lame dormant. You know what I mean? Oh, I'm stagnant. This motherfucker stagnant, motherfucker. You're going down. Don't catch it before you get started, that motherfucker would. You know, and I close with this, man, because I think it's important that newcomers understand the disease concept. Mm-hmm. See, because in Narcotics Anonymous, where I've been going, people done got away from that. Mm-hmm. They done forgot that you can't even recover in Narcotics Anonymous without accepting the disease concept.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? You really can't. And you come in here bullshit. But until you accept the disease concept, okay, that's the only way you can accept that recovery is your solution. See what I'm saying? For real, for real. You know what I mean? If you don't take no steps, you run around this motherfucker, fucking around, telling everybody you done took the steps. Don't you know we can look at your motherfucking ass and listen to you and know what you took steps enough?
Mm-hmm.
For real, for real. There's certain information that's going to come out of you if you got the step working process in you. And one of the coldest one of them is step two.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all ever really investigated step two? At the very end of it, it tells you this. Until we accept this step, can we stop on the road to recovery?
Just start.
Y'all hear me? Mm-hmm. Say it again.
Just start.
Just start. See what I'm saying? That's the reason why the lyrics says, many of us pass over this step with a minimum of concern, only to find out there won't none of the rest of them fucking work.
Mm-hmm.
See what I'm saying? And that's because of apathy. See what I'm saying? That's because of apathy. Do you take its deadly nature into account? This violent, destructive force that you suffer from. You know? So I hope, right, that I did a good job with my experience, strength, and hope on a topic that's really and truly not described in the basic text in the way that it's written. I say that the way that it's written. You know what I mean? Because I got in here and I've become a literal person. You know, I had an education that I didn't use. So y'all re-educated me. Now I use it. And I use a dictionary. See what I'm saying? And I share this if you knew. Get your dictionary. Because one word in a sentence that your ass do not understand changes the whole context of the sentence. See what I'm saying? And if it ain't Narcotics Anonymous and it's Rollins, you in for a rough motherfucking road. For real, for real. I will fuck you up. See what I'm saying? For real, for real. You know what I mean? So, I'm gone. You know, I want to thank y'all. You know, and I'm going to say this. It's on CD. I ain't fucking with y'all after 10 o'clock no more. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For real.
All
right, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do this often, you know what I mean? But I'm 72 fucking years old,
mm-hmm.
Right? Your ass get tired of faster when you reach a milestone like that. But I look fairly well. Everything worked too. Thank y'all for letting me share.
All right, we do have a second speaker. It doesn't have much time, but Earl K.
I took all your time, man. I'm sorry, man.
Hey, I'm Earl. I'm an addict.
I really do.
Yeah. I just want to share a couple of things real quick with you that my experience has shown me that Here's a real concept, man. I was reading this fucking chapter today, and for longest, forever, man, you hear, you know, that if you, you know, you never have to relapse, you never have to go back out, that meeting makers make it. But I discovered today, after 23 fucking years, that it doesn't say that in the book. It says people who live the life of Narcotics Anonymous don't go back out. It doesn't say a fucking thing about it. We have people who work the 12 steps of Narcotics Anonymous that don't go back out, because yes they do. But I'm going to tell you that you don't have to be one of them. I don't see nowhere in the book that says relapse is a fucking requirement. I got 23 and a half fucking years and never had to go back out again. One of my best friends decided Monday, that he was ready to do it again. He don't care. I'm okay with it. What fucking part are you okay with, relapse? You know, it just breaks my heart. You know, and you hit on it, man. I promise you, after some time in here, I'm like a fucking M&M, dude. I got that soft chocolate in the middle, then I got that fucking shell. Your ass goes back out, I'm not going with you. Fuck you.
No, that's right.
Fuck you. One thing I have learned is fear is not always a bad thing. You know, there's people that have fear of falling. Yeah, I have fear of shit like that too. But you know, my biggest fear is if I do something stupid like that and I quit going to meetings and I start doing the things that I have experienced in my recovery, and it, like it says right here, it says we've had members with long periods of time whose dishonesty and self-deceit still prevent them from complete recovery. Been there, done that. I got my freaking feelings hurt. I got this stinking thinking went on in my head. I let the disease start telling me that I wasn't freaking welcome in my home group. That I wasn't needed no more. I didn't believe that bullshit. And that was exactly what it was, man. It was all bullshit. It wasn't until somebody that, you know, I have to listen to the newcomers as much as I have to listen to the old-timers. Because sometimes it was a person that has a whole hell of a lot of years less than me that come up to me and went, dude, we need you. That got me to come back to my home group. Then when I came back to my home group, I couldn't figure out why the hell I left. You know, all of this shit that I thought was going on in my head was just that. I just thought it was happening. The disease is cunning and baffling. We got the only fucking disease in the world that tells you it's okay to go kill yourself. It's all right. Go for it. It'll encourage it. It's like a fucking cheerleader. You know, the thing I tell my sponsees and I tell everybody all the time, and the one thing that drives me fucking nuts about old timers, and you hit on it as well, is meeting makers make it. How can I be an example to the fucking newcomer if I'm not showing up to the meeting? Mm-hmm. They want to see that familiar face. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I greet that newcomer when that newcomer comes in the door. I give them that hug. Guess what? Tomorrow when they show up to the meeting, my ass is going to be there. They got a friend. You know what? Them same fucking people were there when I walked in the rooms, and I wouldn't have kept coming back if they weren't sitting in them chairs. You know, they gave me shit when I came in the rooms that I freely give away today, and that was love and empathy. You know, they hugged me when I didn't want it. They told me to set this chair's for you. Sit your ass down. They weren't nice. Nowhere in the book says I gotta be nice. It says I gotta be fucking honest. And sometimes the honest shit I hear is the shit that I don't like. You know, like here, read this. You know, I remember when I got in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I didn't know how to read at all. I couldn't read a fucking newspaper, couldn't fill out an application. I lied for the first couple weeks when I was in the room. They'd hand me one of these papers, and I'd go, no, I'm just here to listen, and I'd pass it down the deal. And it wasn't until this old crotchety old bastard grabbed that piece of paper and threw it down there and said, here, read this. And I slid it down the table. He reached over, grabbed that thing, threw it down in front of me. He says, I didn't ask you if you want to read the damn paper.
and I had to look, I had to be honest. For the first time, I had to look at him, but I'm not read. He says, I don't give a fuck. If you don't know the word, I'll tell you the word. Then I'm but mad all over again. But then he said something right after that that just absolutely shocked the shit out of me. As much as I hated this asshole, he looks at me and he goes, and if anybody in this room laughs at you, I'll take care of them. Somebody had my fucking back. And I mean, it wasn't like that buddy I had out there on the street. There was something to this. This guy wasn't going to laugh at me, and he wasn't going to let you laugh at me. He wasn't going to make me feel belittled or stupid. He says, if you don't know the word, I'll tell you the word. It was amazing, man, because the next day I went to a meeting. If he wasn't there, even when he was, it ended up being half the meeting. Somebody would grab that same literature that we're reading, and they would sit down beside me, and when I didn't know the word, they would whisper the word in my ear. Every day I'd learn to read another word. They told me to read from period to period. Don't read the whole fucking paragraph. Just start there today.
That's good.
Before I knew it, I was reading the whole paragraph. Next thing I know how to read the damn book. And they were doing stupid shit like pearls of wisdom. Man, I thought these were the wisest fucking people in the world, man. They were telling me some fucking flowery shit that was like, wow. You know, oh yeah, I can take that on. And then I learned how to read and found out it was in the fucking basic text. Motherfuckers weren't as smart as I thought they were. Have I had moments where I let the lies and the self-deceit get to me? Yeah. I found out after about 20 years into my recovery that I still suffer from PTSD and a lot of fucking depression that I never dealt with. And I allowed that shit to get to me to the point where, like I talked about earlier, that I didn't feel welcome no more. You know, I let the old disease, it didn't go away. I just fed into it. You know, I started believing my own fucking lies. You know, I'm damn sure not going to listen to your lies, but I want to listen to mine. Buck, we heard our, it says in the papers, who was it we hurt worse when we were out there? Me. I hurt myself. Who did I lie to the most? Me. Because I believe my own crap. You know, I tell my sponsees all the time, man, I said, if I don't have the information, I'll find the information. Because I have to rely on other people in the rooms. If I don't know the answer, and I'm not going to tell you I know the fucking answer, because I'm not going to dream it up if I don't know. So I call my sponsor. And if my sponsor don't know it, he'll call his sponsor. And we're going to find out some shit. You know, this is my favorite freaking chapter, and always has been in the basic text, man, is recovery and relapse. Because I have to remember on a daily basis why I'm here. And a lot of times, even with today, I have to remember, I have to do what I was doing in the first 30 days. I have to read them five suggestions and still have to do them five suggestions. They're not just for the newcomer that walks in the door. It's for the still suffering fucking addict. Sometimes I'm that still suffering freaking addict, man. And it hurts. Like he said, man, but I have to be honest. And I have to tell people when I'm hurting. If you don't know it, man, I can put on a fucking facade. Oh, it's good. Today is good. Let me tell you how this program's worked in my life. I was here in July and got run over on my fucking motorcycle. And one of my sponsees goes, dude, I don't know how you're handling that so well. You know, when they were handcuffing that boy and they was putting him in the car, the old me would have went over and punched him in the face. But the person I am today, all I could think of when they were putting him in the car is maybe this will be what changes his ass. Maybe this will be the moment that changes his fucking life. I couldn't get really angry over it. I can't change what happened. It's already happened. But what I can change is how I deal with it. You know, Life is good today, man. You know, nobody ever said it was going to be easy, but they said it would be worth it. You know, the things that I have done in my life today, you know, what am I willing to do for my recovery? I remember them asking me that in the first week I was here. How far are you willing to go? As far as it takes. Because if you'd have told my ass that there was a joint 100 miles away, I would have figured out a way to get there. You know, my get high today is these. Is these conventions and other addicts. Man, I know people all over the country. I've been to 3 world conventions. I have been to more state conventions than I can remember. I have spoken at hundreds of groups. And learned a million things that I never thought I would be able to do. I went back to freaking school. You want to talk about getting freaking bold, man? I got my first sponsee. He was, you know, that, you know, watch what you pray for. You might just freaking get it, you know, because I remember in about 2 years going, oh, nobody asked me to be their sponsor. And my sponsor kept saying, yeah, because you ain't fucking ready. God says you ain't ready. And finally, some old boy come up and asked me to be a sponsor and found out he was the most craziest lunatic in the, under the sun. And a motherfucker would come sit on my porch every day and talk to 26 other voices that was in his head. And I didn't know shit about that stuff. And I was calling my sponsor. Don's on my porch. I can't get him off. I don't know who the fuck he's talking to. He didn't even tell me, shut the fuck up and go out there on the porch and listen to him. Damn. You know, boy got on his meds and he started getting better. They said he'd never work again. He went back to work full time, started doing some real miraculous shit, you know, and I'm still going, damn, you know. And then he called me one night and he said, Earl, he said, I know I'm not supposed to make any big decisions without calling and letting, you know, and talking to you about it. He goes, but I'm going to start school tomorrow, going back to high school. Well, my sponsor had only been telling me for 3 years I need to go back to school. And I've been using that same lame-ass excuse, I ain't ready. I ain't ready. I don't want to work 4-step. I ain't ready. You know, it sucks when your sponsees make you work your own fucking program. Because now I got to call my sponsor up and go, yeah, fucker. You know, I'm not supposed to make any big decisions, but I'm going to school with one of my sponsees tomorrow. Because he's going to do it, I got to do it too. You know, because I told him, fine, if you're going to go, I'll go with you. That was the day I learned it sucks when your sponsees make you work your own fucking program. Sponsorship is a two-way street, man. It has everything to do with recovery and relapse. Because if I'm not willing to be a meeting maker and also respond, I call my sponsees as much as they call me. I tell my new sponsees, call me every day until I tell you not to. I don't believe I've ever had one that had to tell not to call me no more. Because we get such a relationship with my, I got sponsees that are right here with me here. I got, you know, we talk to each other, not just so much about the books every day. Man, we do stupid shit like go motorcycle riding. We learn how to live life. That's what this chapter's all about. It's about learning the program so I can live life without getting high. Everything else is going to come to me. And what I had to learn and how to do that is first thing I had to do is pull the fucking cotton out of my ears and stuff it down my throat and shut the fuck up and listen. Because what I have the most problems with, and it's miraculous, man, because I'll be explaining a problem to somebody or my sponsor or something that I'm going through, and it's amazing how all of a sudden I hear the answer without hearing it from him. I just had to bounce it off to somebody to hear it come back in my face and go, the answer was there. But you just want to ignore it. You know, we have to quit. I can't fool myself. You know, that what I did in the first 30 days, man, I went to 90 meetings in 90 days. I don't go to a meeting every single day because we don't have one every single day in my town. I go to at least 4 to 5 meetings every week, I work with my sponsees every day. I talk to one or more of them every single day. I talk with my sponsor. I go visit my sponsor. We do step work together. We go motorcycle riding together. We just go do clean things together. And that is so much fun. You know, I don't beat my sponsees to death with the books. You know, I tell them, you know what, we're going to work this shit as hard as you're willing to work it. If you don't want to do a fucking thing, we ain't going to do shit. I'm going to watch you get fucking miserable. You know, that's that candy coating. Because I tell them all real quick. I said, your ass wants to go back out, you're going by yourself. I ain't fucking going with you. Mm-hmm. When I first got my first 5 years, I took this shit personal, man. Man, my first couple of sponsees, man, they would do stupid shit. They'd spin off. Dude, they would about take my ass out the door because I felt responsible. I'm not responsible for your fucking program. I'm responsible for mine. What you're willing to get out of it is up to you. You know, I'm not one of these. I don't know the dictionary and shit. I don't know all of the big words. You know, I still have guys that love it. They'll call me and they'll tell me a new word and what the meaning of it is. You know, some of them, fuck, I didn't even know it was a word. You know, I think it's cool. You know, I got hunting buddies that do that shit too, you know. And it's fun. You know, today I have a grasp on this stuff. You know, after 23 and a half years, I know the only thing that I don't have to use is I never have to use no more. And it says that, like I'm going to reiterate what I said when I got up here, was nowhere in the book does it say recovery, a relapse is a requirement. It says a lot of us get in this program and never have to use again. Doesn't mean I'm not going to have stinking thinking. Man, I have them wanna moments. I have the moments when I smell that pot in the air. Ooh. It's not the first thought that gets me fucked up. It's the second thought that gets me fucked up. We don't get high on accident. I love people who go, what did you realize? I slipped. The fuck you slip on? I never slipped on a damn thing and stuck a needle in my arm. I made a conscious fucking decision. I never slipped on a fucking banana peel and rolled a joint either. I made the fucking action to do it. I never slipped on a fucking whiskey bottle and shoved the motherfucker down my throat either. I screwed the fucking cap off or took it from you and drank it. That's that second thought. The first thought is, I think I can do that. The second thought better be, no fucking way. No damn way. Who do you think you fucking are? I worked for a moving company for a long time after I got clean. It was really fucking funny because all the guys thought I was fucking lunatic because I'd be off in a room by myself packing other people's shit that they ain't seen in 100 fucking years, and I'd be pricing it. Ooh, that's a quarter paper. Ooh, that I could get this out of that. Ooh, I could take this to the pawn shop. They don't know they got this. But I was steadily put in the box, and I'd tape them boxes up and get them fucking boxes out of my face. So I wouldn't be selling their shit. But I'd be pricing it as it's going in the box. And these guys would walk by and they go, that boy's fucking crazy. He's in there talking to himself and laughing. Yeah, because a sick mind's a sorry thing to waste. You better fucking laugh at it. These sick thoughts are never going to stop. But it's what I do with it after I have the sick thought. First thought, wrong thought. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm not laughing at this fucking disease, I'm getting depressed over this disease. You know what? Depression is the thing that would take my ass back out the door. That's the thing that kicks most of our asses. You know what? Today, I don't have to be that one. I don't want to be a statistic. I have buried a lot of old-timers in these rooms. It used to kill me, man. I knew a guy named Red. He had 18 years clean, and he got sick and drank some cough syrup, and next thing you know, he's guzzling cough syrup, relapsed on fucking cough syrup. Never came back to the rooms. Died in this disease. I don't want to be one of them. What do you want? What do you want out of your recovery? I want more of what I've been getting for the last 23 years, because every day it gets better. My sponsor taught me, and my sponsees tell me the same shit all the time. Just keep coming back. One of these days, something good's going to happen to you. Because what I've already had happen to me in my recovery, I never dreamed of that it would happen. To be that socially acceptable person. I got a job today that I never thought I would ever have. I have friends today that damn sure wouldn't have been around. You know, they talk about the things in recovery that we get. I got shit, man, that I never dreamed I would have. You know, I got a wife that I've had for 30 years. I got a daughter that fucking respects me. You know, I've got nephews and nieces that love their fucking uncle. And I didn't have that shit when I got in recovery. I had people that looked at me and said, go the fuck away. Now they're calling me and going, hey, would you help us with the family reunion? Would you just come talk to me? I haven't talked to you in a while. That's amazing. Shit still freaks me out. So I'm going to close and let you guys know, man, if nobody in this fucking world today has told you they love you, I love everybody in this room, because I can't do this shit by myself, and neither can you. Glad to be here.
She's been with the aunt all the time. Well, this is the second weekend he had her since August.